Welcome to Quick Bites by Mind Over Food. I'm Andy Friedman, and today my special guest is Dr. Pat Bellone, the author of Why Are You Sick, Fat, and Tired? My guest today is Dr. Patricia Bellone, the author of Why Are You Sick, Fat, and Tired? She is also a certified functional medicine practitioner, coach, chiropractor, and speaker. She has helped thousands over the last 35 plus years stop adapting their lifestyle to pain and chronic problems by focusing on the whole person. The result is that her clients and patients find out why and the cause of the problem and identify the starting point. What, why, where, and how to begin their health journey to live longer, better, and healthier. Dr. Bellone is the founder and principal of Ask Dr. Pat Health Team Network, a company dedicated to skyrocketing your health, lifestyle, and mindset with strategies and programs that make sense and help you age gracefully, think, move, feel better, and live longer and happier. Dr. Pat makes sense of complex and challenging situations, whether it's mind, body, or soul, by finding a simpler and better way that gets you unstuck, more productive, faster, and with measurable results. Hi, Dr. Pat. Welcome to the Mind Over Food podcast. I'm so happy to have you here today. This is really exciting. You, of course, I mentioned in the bio, are the author of Why Are You Sick, Fat, and Tired? And so, what's the main crux of why are we sick, fat, and tired?
Well, first off, thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here. And this is one of my favorite subjects of why you're sick, fat, and tired. And, you know, I think people, you know, when I wrote the book or when I started to get the idea and I started to formulate, I was living in downtown Boston. And it's the first time I ever lived in a big city. So I was so excited. I was the only person smiling, going down the street, going, good morning, good morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it was pretty interactive for me. And I also belonged to a gym at the time. And I knew people in the gym. So people who ever saw me in the morning in the gym, they never recognized me in the afternoon if I was out for a coffee or something like that. But what I observed in that observation is that there's a lot of people, you can look at people's faces and sometimes like there's nobody home. And sometimes you can see the color of their face and their tone of their skin is very off. And I would ask them, hey, are you feeling okay? You know, are you okay? You look like you're a little bit lost. Oh, no, I'm fine. I go, you know, fine means frustrated, insecure, neurotic, and emotionally unstable. You can't say fine to me. And I just like, so, and I would start these conversations with people. So, you know, so lo and behold, after being there for 10 years, I really got to know a lot of different people who are always there. And so I was able to follow people's, you know, lives, you know, what was happening to them. And what my biggest concern was that there was a lot of people walking around that were sick and don't know it. So why are they sick? They make poor choices. They make poor lifestyle choices. No one's ever taught them how to make better lifestyle choices. Nobody ever taught them how to cook. Nobody ever took them to go grocery shopping and read labels. You know, and I know my sister went with me one time to read a label when I was in grocery shopping with her, and she kept on losing me. And I said, you can't buy this. Do you see what the ingredients are? I mean, you can't eat this stuff. This is not good for you in the long run. It'd be like if you're in a pinch, maybe, but you know, for, you know, consuming this for like years and years and years. And that's when everyone was buying canned food, you know,
right,
and
yeah,
then you had all those problems with plastics and other things that were going on inside those cans. So people have collectively, you know, not, you know, they've chosen to take an easy way to do it. Go to McDonald's, go to Wendy's, go to Hardee's, go to one of those places like that.
Yeah.
And as opposed, and eat that kind of food consecutively. And sometimes that food's fake. I mean, people thought for one point in time that margarine was good for you. You know, the type of fat that's in margarine, they know to be carcinogenic. Why are they still selling it?
I know. You know, it's a great question. I don't get it.
You know, and then they spray. Then the other thing that contributes to fat, they spray, you know, fruits and vegetables before they go to harvest, you know, with glycophosphates, many of them, or the seeds are GMO. So it looks like a pepper, but it might not be a pepper. So after years of collecting all those types of toxins and plastics and putting them in our body, it injures the lining of our gut. And so when it does that, then you have food that sifts through the gut lining into the bloodstream. And when it goes into the bloodstream, then it has to go to the liver to be processed. And when the liver can't handle those toxins anymore, you know, because it's trying to put them back into your intestinal tract, so they all end up in the toilet, you know, then what happens is, and when it gets overwhelmed, it will go to your weakest link. It will, it is stored in blood, brain, bone, and fat primarily. And those places are very deep in your body. And they're very, very hard to extract those things out of your body when things get inside that aspect of it, you know?
So that's why people
have made poor lifestyle choices. You know, they drink water from the tap, which has got a neurotoxin in it. And other chemicals in it. They drink, like other beverages like Coca-Cola, things like that, that's loaded with sugar, you know, and they have sugar in almost, they have this disguise by the, because they changed the name, you know, they've used, you know, sweeteners.
Oh, I know. The first ingredient, right? Yep. That they have five different kinds of sugar in it. So a sugar isn't the first ingredient.
Right.
So it'll be cane sugar, and it'll be honey, it'll be maltose, it'll be right. And it's just a trick.
Yeah, or corn syrup.
Dreaded corn syrup. Yeah.
And I will tell you, you know, one of the things that I gave up a long time ago was corn. And so I'm assured that corn is organic. You know, I don't eat it.
It's a really hard one too, isn't it? Because it's grass really, and it's wind pollinated. And I think they all corn in the United States has GMOs in it because it's been pollinated. Right. You can't control the pollination of that. So now we know why we're fat, sick, and tired. How do we sort of shift from that model that's making us fat, sick, and tired into a more healthy lifestyle?
Well, first you have to ask yourself the question, if you knew what to do to be healthy, would you do it? And if the answer is
question.
And then if the answer is yes, then you have to commit. Now, I'm not talking about like commitment, like, you know, because T.D. Jakes talks about commitment. You can look it up on YouTube.
Okay.
You know, and he's very accurate, and he's, you know, and kind of funny. But he talks about people aren't really committed, because as soon as something changes, then they panic or they leave. You know, and so because if they were committed, they would see it through to the end, and they would say like, wow, what's my participation in this? So, you know, how to change it is you got to be committed to a higher self. You have to be committed to doing it better, and that maybe outside your box, the answers are there instead of inside your box. Because if you keep on eating the same way that your parents ate, you will have the same diseases as your parents ate. So you can change your constitution by changing your bottom line about how you nurture yourself, what you eat, what you think, what you drink. Because those things all relate to each other as far as like producing how much health you have. So when you're having, you know, you've got to get the thought part handled, because if you don't handle thoughts, what happens is they can undo any good you do to get rid of toxins and to get rid of other inflammation. Because the source of all diseases in your body,
right,
it all relates back to inflammation.
That's right.
And find out where it's at so that you know exactly what steps to take. That's why my book, you know, Why Are You Sick, Fat, and Tired, has questions in it so you can target what's your weakest link in your health. And then there's steps that you can do from that, knowing that information, then you can move in that direction to be able to correct that.
So this is great. It's right up my alley as a cognitive therapist. You know, we talk about thoughts and how they impact, of course, your commitment. And so dealing with those sabotaging thoughts that are sabotaging your desire, because I know a lot of people want to be healthier. They want to make lifestyle changes, but there are the thoughts getting in the way. So that's very interesting and extremely important. I'm really glad you brought that up. And then also talking about your decision-making also relies in the thinking realm as well. What are your food choices? obviously we have a saying that is definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
I use that all the time. And you know, and the other thing that people do is they let the lizard brain win. You know, your
lizard brain
is your primitive brain.
Your primitive brain, that's right.
That's the one that like fights, flights, you know,
that's right.
Fornicates, you know, right. That whole thing. And then there is like, you know, the reactionary brain, right? And the reactionary brain is the one that you want to start training to, like when the lizard brain speaks up.
Great.
You don't have to listen to the lizard brain. You can say, that's a bad idea, and knock him off your shoulder.
That is, that was beautifully put. That's exactly right. That your lizard brain's always going to rear its ugly head, but you can learn, you can train your brain to, just like you say, flick that little lizard brain right off your shoulder. So what are some of those steps? I know that you talk about the five pillars of health, mm-hmm. and that must be part of, you know, training that brain to make those healthy decisions.
Well, you know, I teach a course called Stronger Than Medicine, and it is a motivational biohacking of your health, you know, for your health, so you have much better outcomes. So you think better, move better, feel better. And so when you're talking about that realm, you have to, you know, talk about the five pillars of health, because the World Health Organization defined health at one point in time. They gave a definition that was so vague that in the 80s, they were pressured to say something different and to add something more. So it was more than just feeling good, you know, because you don't know if your organs are functioning 100% of the time, because like, for instance, the liver could be 90% dysfunctional. Or when you do an orthopedic test as a chiropractor or a medical doctor, you're only testing 10% of function. You know, there's a whole chunk that's not touched. And it's the same thing when you're looking at your health. So I came up with these five pillars, and the five pillars include nutrition, diet, which are two different things under the same umbrella because it relates
very
to food.
Very important point. Very right? good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because you could have a good diet, but have bad nutrition. You know, right. And it's just like, you've got to equate that out. You have to have proper exercise. You have to have proper sleep. You have to have positive mental attitude, which that huge mindset thing, which to me always should be number one. And then it can filtrate into the others. And
Agreed.
The last is structure, function, and posture. Because if you don't have good biomechanics, you can't have good function. And if you don't have good mechanics, you're not going to have good posture. So you can start seeing people who are desk oriented when they're walking down the street, where they have a lot more head tilt. Your head weighs approximately 10 pounds. So every time that you put it every 5-10 degrees, it's like carrying a grocery bag that's 20 pounds out in front of you. And try that for a couple blocks. You're going to be stopping because it'll exhaust you, and you don't have the mechanics to do that. So
that's a really good point. I think this is the point where I need the most work. So I'm very interested in that because, and a lot of people are not sure what to do about it.
Right. Well, you know, that's because they have never been taught to do any of this.
That's
right. It's like your doctor, the medical doctor says to somebody, you know, like, you know, hey, you need to lose 20 pounds, go home and find a diet.
Yeah.
They don't tell you, they don't instruct you on what kind of diet would be best for you based upon your chemistry and based upon what things are going on with you structurally, mentally, physically, socially, and emotionally. So you have to, you know, like tie and grab all those things and put it together when you're making an individualized plan for somebody, or a personalized plan, whatever you want to call it.
Of course, yes.
But it's important to, you know, weigh in all those components, because all those pieces of those pillars have equal weight, and you can't have one without the other. It's like the organ systems, like a lot of physicians have a system review chart in their intake form, but they never ask really intricate questions. They say like, how's your lungs doing? Can you breathe well? You know, you have any problems with
exactly,
them?
Exactly.
And their problem is that they don't diagnose unless you have a flat tire. So by the time that you have a flat tire, you're in crisis. So the reason why some of the questions that I use in my book are because they actually, you know, people told me like, my doctor's never asked me that. you know, and
right.
I just, and the idea that like, you don't have to have a wait till flat tire. You can do things now that are pertinent for you to do so that you maintain a certain level of health and you have a certain vital capacity, that joie de vivre, you know, that you always want to have and that you had when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, what you're hitting on is that the medical model is to deal with when you're already sick. It's sort of too late,
well,
and not preventative, and not and they're not trained to do that.
Well,
it is,
you know, the sick model of medicine. And not only that, they were taught that everyone was the same thing. So if you have hypertension, everybody that has hypertension has the same type of treatment. And that's wrong. It leads you down the map for that is not a good map to follow. It's like, you know, saying, I want to go to Maine and you end up in California. How does that happen? And it happens by following the wrong roadmap, you know, and beginning. And it's that, you know, that shift into where, you know, where I feel really has to happen is we need a paradigm shift from like the same as if the world is no longer flat and it's round.
Yeah.
And these are your other options in your healthcare. That's why the five pillars are there, you know, so that they're better explained and they're adaptable, because you might be strong in one and weaker in one. So you're like, how do I fix that? So they're back in balance. It's all about balance. You know, it's making yourself stronger so that you can make better decisions, you know, and you can eat superior nutrition, and you can have related wellness initiatives that put you in the front, as opposed to thinking, oh, I really don't feel like walking today. Well, why is that? What did you eat for lunch? And, you know, like, I made so many mistakes on my exam today. You know, why is that? Oh, you had a candy bar an hour and a half before you had your tests. You know, sugar is not a good thing, you know, at all. I say that all the time.
Right. And that goes to the mindset piece, right? That why don't you want to go for a walk? I mean, we're all been there, right? You know, you kind of like, you plan to go for a walk and then all of a sudden, I don't feel like it. But what's going through your mind? Why? Oh, it'll be too hard. I'll be too tired. And then having the language there to reframe those thoughts. We call them sabotaging thoughts in my world, but so that's it's not a conversation. You don't need to have that conversation. It's just we're going for a walk, right?
Just do it, you know.
Just
and then
it,
just when you're putting your coat on, accidentally knock the lizard guy off your shoulder.
fling him, you know, no one can see this, but I'm like flicking him off my shoulder. Wow. Okay, so you hit on this thing about individuality of treatment, right? And you also talked about, you know, which is just drives me crazy. I wish this whole idea of telling somebody to go on a diet would just go away. You know what I mean? And you hit on the fact, doctor says you need to lose 20 pounds, go on a diet. And it's immediately somebody picks the most restrictive diet, and that's counterproductive because you're not nourishing, right? And it's about one of your pillars is about nourishment.
Yeah, it is, you know, and, you know, you've got to ask, you know, you also have to be realistic, you know, because when you set up a goal that isn't realistic, then you're setting yourself up for failure.
Exactly.
So, you know, in a book that I read called The Big Leap, he talks about, you know, hitting your ceiling. And so when you hit your ceiling, you know, then what happens is that you create sabotage so you don't go forward. You know, and the other thing is a lot of people are so not in present in Einstein's time, which is really being in your spirit and really being in your vibe for the like a kind of a woo idea, right?
But, oh, that's cool. But, it's called Einstein time?
Yeah, Einstein's time. And
okay, Einstein's time.
Einstein's time is when, you know, everything works together in sync. It's like when if somebody has a kid call them up and say, Mom, I want to come talk to you. And your mom's going like, you know, of course, mothers are the inquiring mind. What do you want to talk about? Why can't you tell me on the telephone now? And he's like, no, I want to talk to you in person, you know, whether it's your mother or your father. And then on the way going there, you run into a friend, you know, and then you go out and have lunch with them, you know, because you're on your Einstein's time. And your parents are going, oh my God, did they get in an accident? You know, like, how come they haven't called me? How come they haven't answered the text back? You know, and then so when they get there, they go, where have you been? And it's like, well, I had to get gasoline and I saw Judy and I had lunch with Judy as I was hungry. And the next thing, you know, and just like, I'm here, you know, and she goes, oh, okay, good, good. I'm so glad you're okay. Like, oh yeah, I'm okay. What do you want to talk to me about? I want to drop out of school. I hate my project. I just hate it. And so when they tell you that, you're going, that's all, you know, you're thinking it, you're not really saying it, and just saying, well, what would you want to do instead? And when do you want to do this? Right. So you're just relieved that they're not dead. And,
right.
You know,
exactly.
And then whatever you had planned to do from the time they called you to the time they got there didn't get done because you're derailed.
Exactly.
So, but if you could stay in Einstein's time, you know, then you can, like, because you probably after they left, you got everything done in an hour as opposed to 4 hours that you had scheduled to do it, whatever it was. And it was much easier to make those completions. But people have that, you know, they let those thoughts, because you're not governing those thoughts. If you don't have a good handle on your thoughts, they're tugging you and they're pulling you a bunch of which ways. I mean, look at the people who stay up all night long because they can't sleep. I mean, it isn't because they're not tired.
Right.
It's because they're not handling their thoughts or they're not organizing enough so that they can give themselves permission to go to sleep. You know,
so it sounds like they need to sort of take back control of those thoughts.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. When you get your five pillars handled, you have your life back in control and you can be more productive. You can be have better peace of mind. You can get, you know, more done in the day. And you can target things out and then your brain's not overwhelmed. When your brain's not overwhelmed, you perform better at work. You have better interactions, you have better relationships, you're not overweight, you're not overwhelmed, and you're not overtired. I mean, it's a beautiful thing when you have, when that whole piece of the puzzle, you know, comes together.
Well, that's amazing. It sounds like it just radiates out to all aspects of your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like. Well, this has been so enlightening. I really encourage my listeners to take a look at your book and start taking back control of your life through these five pillars of health. It's really, really cool. So if they want to get your book, how would they go about doing that?
The easiest way is Amazon. You know, it's on Barnes & Noble. It's on a lot of multimedia, like digital media platforms.
Oh, that's great. But so it doesn't have to be a hard copy. It can be on Kindle or whatever.
I would highly suggest not doing it. And the reason for
that. Oh, really?
That is,
okay. Tell us why. Yeah.
Well, because when you have the book, like I'm showing you right now.
Okay. She's showing it
to
me. Yeah.
You can't get rid of it. If you have it on Kindle, it's not on Audible anyway, but if you have it on Kindle, then you can, you know, I have five books I'm reading on Kindle. I would never get through to this book. And so by having it in front of you and starting from the beginning to the end, it's not a super long book. And it's really, you know, what I did is I made sense of, you know, complicated or challenging things for people. And I found a better, faster way that's simpler so that you can get unstuck and you can have tangible results. So this book was, you know, written, you know, it was edited by an 11-year-old kid. at one point in time, part of it. And so I had him highlight words that he didn't know because I wanted someone who's 11 years old to be able to read this and understand what they're reading.
That's really good.
It's very simplistic in that regard, but it also gives you, you know, like it lets you have that health snapshot so that you can advocate for yourself. You can figure out how to use the book as a guidebook, as a tour book, and you have me, you know, to be able to ask questions to. Like, how do I go from point A to point C? So that's why I would tell people to have a book in hand because you're going to want to repeat the questionnaire that's in there approximately 8 weeks, you know, 12 weeks later when you first start it, as long as you start a game plan at the same time.
So if people wanted to contact you or reach out to you, how would they go about doing that?
They can do that numerous ways. They can do it, you know, you and I met on LinkedIn. So that's a good
way. Right, we did. That's true.
And in the book, if you finish the book, you know, and there is a link so that you can schedule time with me so I can take a look at what your health chart, your chart looks like, your health status chart. That's
okay.
And I can help you make a better decision. Like if it was me and I saw this is what I think. This is your pattern. This is what it indicates to me.
Okay.
All right. And then, you know, another way.
That's amazing.
That people is Health Team Network. You know, is my website.
Right.
And my website is, you know, there's the books on it. There's a microphone on the opening page when you drop down. At this point in time, it's being revamped a little bit and going to change some, but it will still be there. And you can take that mic and you can ask me a question. It comes to my email and I can have the opportunity to answer you straight back so that you can, you know, get the answers that you need so you can make better decisions in your life. So you know which direction you want to go in.
Wow, that's really cool. It's so interactive. And I don't think anyone else really offers that kind of interaction that you do. So I highly recommend it to my listeners to check that out. I personally am going to check it out. And I'm sure Dr. Pat and I will be having more conversations about it. And you're on LinkedIn. Are you on the other socials as well?
Oh, yeah. Facebook. I have a Facebook page and I'm on Instagram. You know, and those, and you can put those in the show notes. They are on my media sheet.
That's exactly what I'll do. Yeah. I'll put them in the description of this podcast and you can just click right on through. Well, Dr. Pat, thank you for taking the time to speak with me and my listeners today. I really appreciate it. There's a lot of overlap with what I do, but there's so much more and I want to learn so much more. You've whetted my appetite to kind of delve further into this.
Oh, awesome.
The difference between diet, what you're eating, and nutrition. Wow, let's get into that. So that's really cool. I really appreciate you talking to me today, and I look forward to our interactions in the future. And I recommend to my listeners to as well reach out to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Namaste.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast with my very special guest, Dr. Pat Balone, the author of Why Are You Sick, Fat, and Tired? Please visit my webpage at mindoverfood.com if you'd like to listen to more of these Quick Bite podcasts. If you'd like to learn more about Mind Over Food or are interested in one of my free 15-minute consultations, please visit my website or email me at andy@mindoverfood.com. You can also contact me on Facebook at facebook.com/mindoverfoodtraining. And I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thanks for listening to Quick Bites by Mind Over Food. I'm Andy Friedman. Keep an ear out for more Quick Bites coming soon.